When he first moved to Los Angeles, he worked as a garbage truck driver. He's been in films alongside John Wayne. And his big break? These Dos Equis beer commercials.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Turns out, Jonathan Goldsmith, the man behind The Most Interesting Man, is pretty interesting himself. The garbage truck driver turned actor got his start in Westerns.
And it wasn't easy. Jewish boys that grow up in New York are not that adept at riding horses.
His philosophy? Fake it till you make it. Like the time director Mark Daniels offered him a role on the TV show Gunsmoke.
He said, "The role's yours, son. Are you at liberty?" I thought, of course I was at liberty. I had been driving a garbage truck for 6 months. I said, "Yes, sir, I am." And I start heading to the door, and he says, "By the way, son, do you ride?" I says, "Like the wind, sir, without breaking stride." Well, I had never been on a horse in my life.
Gunsmoke.
I'm looking at the script, and it says, Kyle vaults on the horse and gallops into the night. So not only could I not ride, I certainly couldn't vault. And as soon as I got on, the horses know, off he went. Everyone's screaming at me, turn him around. Well, I think I'm breaking the poor horse's neck, and I'm holding him. Every time we went round and round, this wonderful old director, Mark Daniels, he looked at me, followed me, says, "Like the wind, huh?" I saw. The Westerns didn't last that much longer on television, and then I went on to play heavy after heavy after heavy. Played nothing but bad guys. All I ever wanted to do was comedy, but that was not available to me until the Dos Equis commercials. I got a call from my then agent and my now wife, and she said, "They're looking for an actor. They don't know exactly what they're looking for, but it's a kind of an interesting Hemingway-ish character. And you have to do an improvisation, and you have to end up with the sentence, and that's how I arm wrestled Fidel Castro." No problem. So I go down to 200 South La Brea, and there are literally hundreds of people. The line is out into the street. I said, "Oh, boy." And I look around, and I see all of these fellows, I think every one of them, was Latino. If they're looking at these Latino guys, I better put on an accent. And I had become dear friends. In fact, I buried Fernando Lamas when he passed away off my boat.
"How many men have told you that you are the most beautiful girl they have ever seen?"
That was my man. He was so much fun. Yeah. Oh, my God, what stories.
"Because every time you look up, I'll be there."
So I thought about him and how funny he was and how charming and a great raconteur. So I put on my best Fernando imitation, and they started laughing. And just a tingling of hope, but I knew better. These things were almost if and maybes, but yes, we love them, but. We get a call in a day or so from this great casting director, Joe Blake, who I'll forever be indebted to. And he says, "Barbara, they love him, but, you know, they feel that they really have to go younger." And in her infinite wisdom, she took a long pause and she said, "Joe, how can the most interesting man in the world be young?" He said, "I'll get back to you." Got back and said, "You got it." So certainly that was my big break.
His fortune cookies simply read, "Congratulations."
Yeah, wow. At a time where many of my friends who had far more credits than I have were in the twilight of their career, it just started for me. It only took 50 years.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
An overnight success.
Jonathan Goldsmith. You don't have to be the most interesting man in the world to have a big break. Send us your story. My Big Break at npr.org.